Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
My name's Tracy.
Hi, Tracy, you're caller 20.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding at all.
Oh, my gosh.
You're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see 21 Pilots in Madrid, Spain.
Oh, my goodness. That is so freaking awesome. I'm speechless.
Nope. Gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. Let's go with this one. Instead, it's the Postal Service on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder. I still have given up Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent, so we're not going to hear any Red Hot Chili Peppers between 2 and 6. And people are dumb. There is a new warning for parents to tell their kids about the fire-breathing challenge from TikTok. Maybe it's not the greatest idea. And what's up with Florida huffing in a Prius? A local record store in the San Fernando Valley has become an anti-ice headquarters. We're going to talk to them on today's show. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And in 5 o'clock, we've got Nine Inch Nails tickets for March 10th at the Honda Center. And we will continue to qualify you for 21 Pilots in Spain. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Epic fail.
Fire officials are issuing a warning about fire breathing.
Yeah, it's the latest TikTok trend. Turns out it's not good for you. Who could have guessed? Details coming up on K-Rock. We are going to do People Are Dumb coming up right after Pierce the Veil on the world-famous K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. This week we're doing K-Rock Mile High Club Destination number 8, which is 21 Pilots in Madrid. It is a festival called Mad Cool Festival. Foo Fighters are also playing there, but you will see them in Madrid, Spain, and we'll give you another chance to get on the standby boarding list for that coming up in a little more than 20 minutes.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Fire officials are issuing a warning about fire breathing.
Do we even need fire officials to tell us this?
Now that a teenager in western Pennsylvania was seriously injured.
I guess we do.
Attempting this dangerous social media trend, the teen in Pitcairn, Allegheny County, attempted to breathe fire using isopropyl alcohol.
Listen, I'm not a chemist or anything. I'm not a doctor, but don't ingest isopropyl alcohol. And then try to spew it out and set it on fire. Every single part of that seems bad.
Fire Marshal Al Hussey urges parents to pay attention to what their children have access to, especially flammable household products.
Seems like about once a week, officials have to come out and say, hey, people, let's not do this latest TikTok challenge. All right, so what are some of the downsides of fire breathing?
First and foremost, you could lose your life.
All right, so first, you could die. Do we need second and third, really?
Second, you can have life-altering injuries to your appearance. Third, you could injure others.
I'm just focused here on number one, which is you could die.
All bad.
That is the most brief summation that I've ever heard. It's genius.
All bad. The teen is currently intubated and being treated for burns to the face and chest.
I don't really feel like I can summarize this properly. I'm going to turn it over to Eric Cartman.
Man, this is f***ing weak.
K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I talked to this guy one time before, Clean LA with me. His name is Juan, and he's trying to start getting Los Angeles cleaned up by himself, and he's asking for some help. So I'm going to talk to him right now. Is this Juan?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, it's Kevin Ryder from K-Rock.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing well, thanks. I wanted to highlight you for a minute.
I mean, I'm doing pretty good. I've been cleaning up the city and trying to do every day more and more so we can have a better place for everybody. You know, it's L.A. is a nice place, and it just can't be like this anymore, you know?
Now, I talked to you one time before, and you said you did this just because you cared that the city looked great.
Exactly. You know, it doesn't... I see some a little bit change, but not enough to say, okay, it's going to be like this, because there is... It should be permanent solutions for the trash, for homeless, for illegal dumping. You know, it's so many things that it has to be addressed so we can have solutions and long terms, not short terms. Because I clean one spot, and 2 weeks later I go back, and then there is trash again.
Yeah, that has to be disheartening, I imagine.
Yeah, and then sometimes like just 3-1-1 up sometimes doesn't work. It really makes me mad because I just have to go back and pick up the trash that we put a request on 3-1-1 up about 2 Saturdays ago. Mm-hmm. And they were supposed to pick up last Friday. They didn't do it. They sent me an email saying they did. I went back, so one of my followers.
So you called 3-1-1. They said they had taken care of it and they didn't?
They haven't. So I went today, pick it out the trash and go and dump in the landfill by myself.
Now
so things like that, it has to be addressed and so we can have a better system.
You know? Agreed. Now you're going to try and set a Guinness World Record?
Yes, I am.
Tell me about that.
So I am trying to. So Monday was my birthday, and I said like, "Oh, you know what? I'm gonna try to set up a Guinness record. So you know, I'm gonna try to collect the most of trash bags. Like, hopefully, I can do 500 this month. So from March 1st all the way to March 31st, I'm gonna try to see how many bags I can collect. My goal is 500.
Is there a record?
Yeah, nobody has a record, so I'm trying to do set up a record, then someone else can come and break the record. Also, this is going to inspire more people to do it, you know?
Yeah, I think so, too. Maybe you should start smaller, though, and do 10, and then you could break your own record next month, and then you could break that record the next month.
Yeah, maybe next month, I mean, I can have... with volunteers, and then we can break that record, too.
That would be very cool. Have you contacted Guinness yet?
Yes, I have emailed them.
And have you heard back?
They did one way back before, because I was trying to do this like half a year ago. But now I'm waiting on the email. They said they will send an email sometime this week.
I got you. All right, and then you can set it up. Will they send somebody out to watch, make sure you do it right?
I have to record everything, how many bags and the pounds. So what I'm doing is when I went to the landfill today, I wait. So I have the pounds. I have the bags. So every day I have to do that and probably record the addresses where I'm picking up from the city.
I got you. And how can people join you if they want to join you? How can they?
I mean, they can join me every Saturday. I have, you know, my meetups I call Minga. They can come and help us from 10 to 12 every day, every Saturday.
And where can they reach you and find that information?
They can go on all my social, across my social media, Clean LA With Me, just all together.
Clean LA With Me is the name of it.
Exactly.
It's really something that you're doing this by yourself and trying to get it started. It's always the first person that starts that's the most difficult. And then hopefully it'll catch on and get some momentum.
Hopefully, you know, we have more, inspire more people, start the authorities, the mayor, the governors, everybody, you know, because we have to do something because LA don't deserve to be like this. To be honest, it's a disaster. It's not healthy. The businesses are closing down because the trash, the homeless, and you know, and it's one of the richest states in the United States.
Yep.
So what are we talking about, you know?
That is true. Well, you are very admirable, and I just want to give you a plug.
It's Clean LA With Me.
Clean LA With Me. All right. You are the best. Thank you for coming on K-Rock again. I appreciate it.
No, thank you so much. And hopefully sometime we talk after the Guinness record, okay?
Yes, we will.
thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Imagine getting on a cross-country flight. Things are going well. Then all of a sudden, you're told you're going to go back. And you look outside to the left of the plane. You notice the engine is on fire.
That happened at LAX. Details coming up on K-Rock. Another chance for you to qualify for K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 821 Pilots in Madrid. That is a music festival called Mad Cool. It also involves Foo Fighters. And you can qualify for that trip coming up in just over 20 minutes on K-Rock.
Imagine getting on a cross-country flight. Things are going well. Then all of a sudden, you're told you're going to go back. And you look outside to the left of the plane. You notice the engine is on fire.
That seems like a pretty specific imagining.
After taking off from LAX, United Airlines Flight 2127, bound for Newark, New Jersey, returned back when one of the engines caught fire.
I can't imagine looking out my window and seeing an engine on fire.
Video shows the Boeing 787, after it stopped, deploying the slides for passengers to evacuate the plane.
I've always wanted to evacuate the plane with those slides. They look fun.
As smoke was still coming out of the left engine.
What do you do when you get to the bottom of that slide?
You can see passengers making a run for it as emergency vehicles surrounded the plane.
I also imagine you don't know what's happening. You don't know that it's just one engine on fire. Or is it going to explode? Or is the plane going to... Like, you have no idea what's going on. So the news, being the news, has to interview somebody, and they couldn't find a single person that was on that flight. So they asked a passenger that was on another flight to guess what was happening.
They told us that there was some sort of emergency, and that's why we couldn't get out of the plane straight away.
Annette Dibb was on another United flight that landed near the plane that had the engine problem. She says there was an announcement to shut all the windows on her plane.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's an emergency. Close your windows, especially on the left side of the plane, so that you don't see the engine on fire.
So everyone closed their windows, and then someone was trying to peek, but we really didn't see anything.
Bummer.
When you hear what happened, what did you think?
Again, they're interviewing somebody who wasn't on that plane, but they're asking her what she thinks might have happened.
I mean, I'm shocked, and I'm surprised that we weren't told, so I don't know, because... I mean, maybe they didn't want anyone to panic, so that's why they didn't say anything. And maybe we were safe. It definitely wasn't our flight. So maybe it was a good thing they told us to close those windows.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain again. Please continue not looking out the left side of the plane because there's another plane on fire.
In a written statement, United Airlines says United Flight 2127 safely returned to Los Angeles to address an issue with one of the engines.
I imagine the issue was that it's on fire.
Customers deplaned via slides and air stairs and were bused to the terminal. For planes landing nearby, travelers told us this was a scary sight to see out their window.
Here's somebody else that wasn't on that plane.
It was crazy. We saw fire trucks and police cars everywhere. We didn't know what was happening because there was no announcement, but it was definitely chaotic and scary.
And again, no injuries reported, but I would imagine a lot of frayed nerves as folks evacuated that plane. Live from LAX, I'm Sid Garcia, ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
I would say that it's a miracle that you could have an engine light on fire and they could just turn around and land safely and everybody gets off safely. That is a miracle. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer, you are caller 20.
Woo! Oh, my God!
Yellow Card and Good Charlotte, it's K-Rock in the afternoon. I'm Kevin Ryder, that is Megan Holliday. We have a 420 catch of the day on the way, but right now, three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a newborn is going viral after entering the world with what might be the boldest mic drop in delivery room history, clutching the very IUD that was supposed to prevent the pregnancy. In a photo taken shortly after birth, this baby appears to be gripping the device like a tiny champion holding up a gold medal. The internet immediately crowned it the ultimate plot twist. Doctors say IUDs are highly effective, but not invincible. And if confidence is key in life, this kid is already undefeated.
I agree.
I showed you this photo. It's unbelievable.
Yep.
So please Google it. Number two, a lemon drop martini was found inside of a little girl lunchbox, prompting the South Fulton Police Department in Georgia to issue a humorous but firm reminder to parents to double check what's going into their kids' lunches. Officers shared a photo of the lunchbox showing a cutwater lemon drop martini with 11% alcohol in there, sitting next to Doritos and a sandwich. In a hilarious Facebook post, the police wrote, "Before you send them babies off to school, check the lunchbox." And joked, "That is not Capri Sun. That is not apple juice. That is a whole parent had a long night starter pack." Authorities treated it as a mix-up rather than a criminal situation, but used the moment to remind parents to be mindful, since canned cocktails can look similar to juice pouches or canned drinks, which is insane to me.
Yeah.
Nowadays, how similar? So, you know, like, and I'm sober, you know what I mean?
It's
I'll go to people's house,
mix
and I'm
up.
Like, oh, it just looks like a, you know, good little drink.
Yep.
Number three. Spotify and Liquid Death have launched the Eternal Playlist Urn. This is a $495 limited edition memorial urn with a built-in Bluetooth speaker that lets users play their favorite music after death. Only 150 units are available in the U.S., and the device connects directly to a phone without Wi-Fi or subscriptions, functioning like a hidden speaker inside of a traditional urn. Alongside the hardware, Spotify introduced an eternal playlist generator that creates a personalized afterlife soundtrack based on listening history and user responses. The release reflects rising demands for personalized memorials and blends Spotify's music identity culture with Liquid Death's dark humor branding, turning playlists into a literal part of someone's legacy.
So nobody has any control over this? It just plays stuff based on when you were alive?
I guess it's stuff based on when you were alive.
Wow.
And I think that, like, when you do it, you fill out some stuff. But you know what I would do is I would program it so that it would only play that Eiffel 65 I'm Blue song, like, over. You know, just want to annoy people from death. But I think that this is just very weird. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a UK artist named Masterpiece, P-E-A-C-E, and the song is called My Guitar. It was featured at Midnight Hour Records, which is one of the record stores that I'm trying to get a hold of to put them on the air. It is My Guitar. That's the name of it. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is the UK artist Masterpiece, and the song is called My Guitar. And that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We have another chance for you to qualify to go to Madrid, Spain.
See 21 Pilots at the Mad Cool Festival, and you can get on the standby boarding list coming up at 5 on K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, another chance for you to win your tickets to see Nine Inch Nails at Honda Center next week. It is K-Rock.
Fire officials are issuing a warning about fire breathing.
What? Excuse me?
It's the latest trend on TikTok.
Oh, God.
And fire officials are warning that maybe fire breathing isn't the best idea.
Now that a teenager in western Pennsylvania was seriously injured attempting this dangerous social media trend, the teen in Pitcairn, Allegheny County, attempted to breathe fire using isopropyl alcohol.
So you put it in your mouth.
Okay.
Spit it out.
Right.
Light it on fire.
Yeah.
And then it goes into your face.
Fire Marshal Al Hussey urges parents to pay attention to what their children have access to, especially flammable household products.
I don't think as a parent you would go isopropyl alcohol.
No.
They might set that on fire and put it in their mouth. I don't.
Yeah. You're like, okay, if they get a cut or something, I have some alcohol.
Yes.
But, you know,
thank
right?
God, TikTok wasn't around when I was a kid. I was so dumb.
You'd be even more famous, Kev.
Oh,
you'd be so viral.
I'd be dead.
Yeah,
I'd probably be
yeah,
dead.
You probably would be.
There was one time where I love fireworks. Love.
Yes, yes.
So I took like 10 firecrackers and broke them and poured the powder all into a cup.
What?
And I lit a match and tossed it in the cup and backed up a little bit. And I was waiting for it to poof. And it didn't.
Okay.
So I went over and I looked over it. And then it went poof.
Oh.
And all of my hair was singed.
No way. No.
I walked inside. My mom's like, what did you do? Because
oh
my hair.
God.
Have you ever smelled burnt hair?
Oh, yeah.
So bad.
It's horrible.
It's so bad.
Oh, my God. So lucky that it didn't
yes.
like something worse. You could have gone
yes.
blind
in a
wow.
hundred different ways when I was a kid.
Yeah, I was pretty bad too. I was kind of a tomboy, and my shout out to my friend Chris Wickwire. I've known him since I was 4 years old, and so we were like 11 years old, and we were getting into lots of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And we started stealing unfiltered cigarettes from his grandpa and going in this field to smoke them right behind his house. And so we were back there, and you know, we're like, you know, smoking these nasty cigarettes, and then we decide like, hey, you know, why don't we just like light this like on fire back here? We like lit this, you know, little pile of leaves on fire, and we walked down to CVS. And then when we were walking back, there was a fire truck.
It had spread.
The field was on fire. It wasn't like crazy. It wasn't crazy, but yeah, we started a little fire. Yeah, we were dumb. Really dumb.
Really dumb.
Yeah.
All right, so that's going to be the topic. The dumbest thing you did as a kid. The dumbest thing you did as a kid. 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your stories and or your texts.
And for the best call, we're sending you to see Nine Inch Nails at Honda Center on Tuesday of next week.
The dumbest thing you did as a kid. 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls on the topic of dumb things you did as a kid.
714 said, I shoved a firework into a Coca-Cola can and then lit it on fire in front of everyone. And then shrapnel hit everybody that was standing nearby. Luckily, only minor injuries. That is definitely something that you would have done.
Yeah, definitely.
1,000%.
800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Melly.
Melly, you are caller 20.
Woo!
You're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see 21 Pilots in Madrid, Spain.
Woo! Thank you, Kevin.
We started by talking about the fire-breathing trend on TikTok and how dumb it is.
Yep.
And then how dumb we all were as kids. So now the topic is the dumbest thing you did as a kid.
And the best phone call, we've got your tickets to see Nine Inch Nails at Honda Center next Tuesday.
Hey, I got a great dumb story for you guys.
All right, dumbest thing you did as a kid. Let's hear it.
All right, well, I turned my Jimmy Christmas. I can't even think right now. There's a fire on the freeway.
Speaking of fires.
I turned my mom's stairs into a snowboard ramp.
Oh,
so it was
yes.
All carpeted. So my brother and I decided, like, hey, we're going to practice our snowboarding down here. And it goes right into a wall. Well, we put a mattress up against the wall. One of us would hold it while the other one snowboarded down in full gear. I mean, we did wear a helmet, so we weren't that dumb, but we pulled snowboard gear from the second story to the first. It was a carpeted. My mom came home, saw what we were doing, and the next day she took the carpet out.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, man.
She's like, my kids are dumb. I need to make a change.
That sounds like a blast.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Dumbest thing you did as a kid?
Convinced some of my neighbors to kind of break into a garage while the neighbors were on vacation and use newspapers as torches and lit it up.
Why?
You guys lit it on fire?
Firemen came and put it out before it was completely incinerated, but... Yeah.
What did you tell your neighbors? Like, what were you trying to do?
We thought we were urban explorers and kind of check out the area and stuff.
Oh, you were like making torches?
Well, there was no lights, the power was out, so we needed something to be able to see in the distance.
Oh, yeah. You were in your Indiana Jones era.
I love it.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi there. Dumbest thing you did as a kid.
So I was at the hospital. I used to work at the hospital, and I was trying to get for some pizza for lunch, and the instructions in the back of the pizza said conventional oven 7 minutes, but I decided to put it in the microwave for 7 minutes.
Wait, so you put it in the microwave for 7 minutes?
Oh, my God.
And it went on fire and almost burned up the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Wow. K-Rock, hello.
So the dumbest thing I did as a kid was we lived in Tustin in an apartment complex, and they had an automatic gate, and I was about 11 years old, and I was a skinny kid, and all my friends thought I could get through the gate at the last second, and my backpack got caught, then I got caught.
Oh.
And I don't really remember too much that happened, but I woke up in some apartment, in this random apartment complex, basically with the ambulance all around me and a bunch of people, and my mom came in crying, and the apartment complex was freaking out. So they gave us a cat.
They give you a cat?
What do you, what?
They gave us a cat, and I'm assuming the cat was, we talk about to this day, but we think they gave us the cat as like a hush-hush, like they were scared of some suing happening.
Oh,
because
so they were afraid your family would sue because you got caught in the gate.
No, I had like bruised arms and everything, but I was pretty dandy afterwards. I just got up and I felt fine. My mom was like in tears. She thought her son died, and there was like
extra points for the use of the word dandy. K-Rock, hello. The dumbest thing you did as a kid.
When I was a kid, they had those old ice crushing machines. You know, you throw the cubes in there and grinds it down and get it down at the bottom. Well, I thought I could put a straw in there and do the same thing, and it would just shred the straw, and it grabbed the straw and took my finger in there, and I have the scar now, half a finger in my middle left hand.
Oh, no!
Dude!
Yeah, so yes. Blood everywhere.
It is Kevin and Megan on K-Rock.
Dumbest thing I did as a kid is let my older brother give me a tattoo. I was 9.
It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday, and we are talking about the dumbest thing you did as a kid.
What is
talking about all the crazy stuff we did, right, when we were kids?
Yep.
All right. So when I was in elementary school, I stole my cousin's ID, my older cousin's ID at the time. I was in elementary. He was maybe like 25.
Right.
So I took his ID, and then I don't know, when I got home, I don't know what went through my head. I decided to steal some of my dad's beers, and I put them in my rolling backpack, and I took them to school, and I was telling everybody, like, hey, I have beer, and because I have an ID, I can have beer.
Oh, my
and
God.
I started giving it away, and I didn't even, I mean, I'm a child. So I obviously end up getting not caught because it wasn't intentional.
Of course it was intentional.
Oh, my God.
But I end up getting, like, in trouble for it, and they had to call my parents, and they had to call that cousin. Turns out that cousin had a warrant.
Oh,
no.
He ended up getting arrested, and he ended up going to jail. And
oh!
That's insane!
So that was probably the craziest thing I did as a child, and it's still not let go.
Of course not. I would tell that story forever. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so miraculously, none of us ever got hurt from this, but my friends and I would steal trays from Del Taco and go tray surfing, holding on behind our buddy's pickup truck while he drove 35 miles an hour down the street.
Wow, that's frightening.
Yes, I remember a lot of people were doing stuff like after Jackass came out.
Yep. And you never got hurt doing that?
No, nobody did. As far as I'm aware, we're all fine.
It was just different times.
Sure was. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I wanted to tell you about the dumbest thing I ever did when I was a kid.
Yes, please.
So I have a sister that's 18 months younger than me, and it was the day before picture day.
So this is back in the day when we watched Three Stooges.
Right.
Day before picture day, I gave us both a haircut, that stupid-looking bowl haircut.
Yep.
And to top it all off, she was missing one of her front teeth because the week before that, I pushed her off the swing and knocked her front tooth out.
Oh, my God. You're a terror.
What a great sister you are.
Yep. I'm a great sister. I'm never going to live it down.
Nope. You are not.
Savage.
I think we need to, at some point in the near future, take calls about the treatment of your siblings.
Oh, at 100%.
Because we would have a lot of
sibling
those.
Hazing is real. Yes.
Yes. All right. Who was the elementary school kid with beer?
That put her cousin in jail?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Evie.
Evie.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I knew it had to get me somewhere.
Yes.
I just want to know one thing. Do you still talk to your cousin? Like,
you know what's funny is that I'm actually really close to that family, but he's never going to hold that against me, but it was, my parents kept a very close eye on me, but I mean, you know, till this day, he still gets in trouble. I'm pretty sure he's in jail. Like,
oh, no, he's in jail
man.
Now. Okay, well,
so
maybe
you didn't
listening.
Change his path at all.
I my dad was so mad. Everybody was so mad. The principal, it was just, and then just seeing, like, the cops, and I was like, what did I do wrong? I have an ID.
That's
oh
so funny
God.
That in your mind you thought, as long as I'm holding an ID,
yeah,
I can have
I'm
beer.
Good. Yep.
I love that.
Yeah, and I had like six Bud Lights in my backpack with beer. Like, what?
You're a legend.
How would you like to go to the Nine Inch Nails show March 10th at the Honda Center?
Oh my God!
Evie, it's happening!
You got it.
I'm so excited. Oh my God. I was just talking to my brothers about this too. Like,
oh, congratulations.
It's all happening.
Yep. Let's say you've seen 21 Pilots in Southern California, but that's not quite enough for you.
It's not enough. You got to go and see them in Spain. So your chance to go to the Mad Cool Festival and get on the standby boarding list is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.